On the history of the requirements of this position that you applied for, any food of cancer transformation at the end. That's the first question. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks to you and all of you for the invitation. I appreciate it very much. It's an honor to be asked to come to the last chamber. About myself, I've come to the end for the service, qualified as an attorney. I've practiced for many years in service, attorney in general practice. My qualifications, I have a property degree from the University of Cape Town, an LLB degree from the University of North Africa, an LLM degree from Cornell University in that state. I have a postgraduate diploma in criminal justice and training policy from UJJM. I wanted the English language to the University of Nassau, which then became the University of Waterloo in Nassau. Legal advisor for many, many years. And thereafter appointed as the Director of Legal Services and Secretariat at the University of Cape Town, including the Director of Legal Services at the University of Cape Town. As far as non-formal employment goes, I was a member of Boxing for Africa for many years. I served on the KZN Provincial Boxing Commission. Part of the transformation, I think, the bill is very important because we've seen in our country how there have been incidents which led to some consequences. And I think it's appropriate to take intervening in the situation and enact legislation to ensure that they are properly regulated.
This is another member, the one that is honorable in the last, who is a member of the home. Oh, The second question for me, what do you understand about the role of healthcare in South African foreign state and why was it established? What do you understand about the role of healthcare in the South African sports event space and why was it
established?
You have applied to be part of sport.
Yes.
This sport is South African sport and recreation
Because of the need to regulate safety at sports, recreation, murders and other events, and set up really detailed measures need to be put in place of risk categorization and how events are being managed. And there has to be a process, an appeal process, where decisions are made, and that is the goal of the exercise.
Okay, the second question is South African sport in red, amber or green, and local teaching, when it comes to transmission, what can you say about the sport in South Africa, the transmission in amber, in red or in green?
There might be different sports which are in different places. We've seen about rugby, for example, which needs some way to go in transformation. I think boxing is quite transformed. Soccer is gone down to it, but I think there are different codes which need different inputs as well.
Thank you. But we all what can you say about it? The property is called the city dress, the city green, the city hand. In totality.
In totality, I would say nothing much has been done, but much more can still be
done. And then another question. You will be serving on this for that year on a appointment by this panel. What expectations do you have about the independence of the board?
Certainly the board must be independent because it's an administrative body, so it's going to be fair, it's going to be just, it's going to be accountable, transparent, and certainly members, the right people might be as well affected, so it's going to be just and fair, not certainly procedural
matter. Thank you. The last question from myself. Stay open. We need to be working in the center of the
country. I think the city is important as a open recreation.
It's open.
Apart from the department of open recreation, we need the municipality and any other national federation and government support.
I'm thinking now you finish question one sub question. Now I'm going to call Honorable Minister to take the question. I wanted to say the question I'm going to give it to the Honorable Mama. The other third question we are going to take the third question. Question number 5. Honorable Mark, you were also given the question number 5. Honorable Mark.
Thank you, Jeff. My question is a constitutional framework question. What do you understand about the free outsourcing system, not the of government, and what is the role of this board in that context, with specific reference to Akhanda?
Thank you, Member. The three arms of state are the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. And the constitution enshrines the need for corporate governance, three arms of state. This particular body, the appeal body, the body of the judiciary, is part of the executive, the ministry body. So the function and importance of the rules of so that's in accordance with the promotion of the Minister of Justice Act. So they'll be accountable to the former party executive of the Act in an independent fashion.
Thank you. My second question is
Honorable
Constitutional Function. Satria Putri and what is it all about? Satria is a hard way that we nominate.
Thank you, Member. In terms of the Act, the number of decisions need to be taken by, for example, the National Commissioner and the Committee, and etc. So, whenever decisions are taken, they're bound to be consultation, there's bound to be some conflict, there's bound to be disagreement, if people are bound to be agreed by decision. So there's a need for an independent body to consider and adjudicate. So that is the role of the appeal board.
My last question, the following portfolio committee has been established as an extension of the national assembly through which this board accounts.
Where you have to participate in that dream.
result. The dreams were overcome by the sound. And I usually have to do them on learning the people who have just had a bit of fun with the method where we particularly if I see them, but the view on the same-sex marriage issue and certainly create a lot of conflict within the realistic and the scene. So I was going to give a view and what I thought of the method, so I gave it to my and the final sentence is a bit easy to be a conversation, you can be different views and others. So I would like to give an important to what I think is right. Putting you as a writer, don't know what the personal views are, but know that what is important to law, rule, policy. Thank
you. My presentation is how did you go about anticipating different outcomes and what was the outcome?
Just following up on that particular, and realized that how many people are going to be agreed with a view on that. It's not a cause of what they're doing. But at the end of the day, one has to be consistent, one has to be impartial, and one has to take a stand and do what is right. And I think if you apply yourself to facts in a fair and reasonable manner, even if people disagree with the outcome, they will accept it if you can show the person why you actually arrived.
And you, the last part of the question, what would you do differently in the future?
Is this a particular question?
Oh, yes, the second question is the same question.
I don't know if there's anything differently, but perhaps one needs to be constantly proactive. Looking at what can control and perhaps something which could have looked at earlier, but there's always the question of work and in the context. But yes, I think that's a good recovery and space. I don't think there's anything wrong, but I think that's something.
Thank you for that
question. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Why would you want to bring this up now? First, I want to say that, you know, having the entire context of the text, I find it quite difficult to understand what the clause is being given at in credit disability 5%. Curious in the way it's drafted. My approach is that we work, I believe, as an advisor, one should try to facilitate matters and not be obstructed. But at the same time, the highest people is that of sincerity. And I advise and would not advise one to go ahead and draw, looking to say something nearly to the surface of they understand that they are fitted, but one rather needs to get things done properly and correctly. And get into a situation where you enact something, you have all sorts of complications, and things can be more costly in the long term. can we make more ordinary commercial office available? And we all know that it's a piece of legislation, it's an important course, then even before you have a few days to work, it's just a way in which the section is drafted. So I don't think it serves what well to go ahead with legislation, which is difficult to understand and interpret at least all kinds of language.
My second question, what do you do? I will follow up the urgency of the excellent more important than drafting, or work order, or title foundation, especially as the content is in order.
I think what I just said is that the system is not just work order, where one can so just read the intention of the legislature and give effect to create as I understand what one wants to all of the same safe race, but then we say that and in very big argument, and I think it's really an impossible thought, and I think it's more important to get that in action correct rather than going.
Okay, question. If you did create an incorrect draft to select somebody, what do you answer to me when they question you on why this wasn't brought up in your normal profession? Would they have a different
Well, that's a special one. They're speaking about an exhibition. So this was, I think one was the right thing to say. Don't perpetuate the incorrect situation. If you take a chastisement or a reprimand, you will be correct to them, but you will see the correct. I think it's serving your body better in the right
thing. Thank you, Dr. Wilson.
Thank you. I think related to decision making and communication action, can you give us an example of how you have to make an unfortunate decision?
Differently again, I think perhaps there is a consultation that has been done, but it was a bit of a push for time, but
yes,
I think consultation, taking people would be very important. Sometimes they have not quite interested. For example, this dilemma here, in the stuff where the background consultation and other people copy that.
confirmed to be orientation to me. And what do you think, what do you like most about our philosophy?
Well, I think in all that stuff, as you said, is very much a fourth loving nation, which is wonderful. And what I like about our country is that in quite a vast principle, obviously our main force, like Prophet Gandhi, very much the boxes up there. But yes, and so, as we all know, is the center of the nation from bringing together people and in support of team. Therefore, there's a roadmap to get people to rally around our national teams and help all the important things for that. So, thank you, George. So, sport has definitely a role to play in nation building, in patriotism, etc. And, you know, there's a set of sports in South Africa which are our people in this space, which I think is.
Thank you very much.
But
do you think that the sport in South Africa is safe in that space and make sure that
well, I think that's why this, I think the education is so important, and we all know about the class inequalities and how the history of this country is in the pocket and all that. There's a need for investment in poor communities, to bring up standards of facilities, stadiums, regulations, and so there's a need to keep that state.
And do you think that sport is adequately funded?
No. Well, it seems to me that certain sports are. My perception is that rugby is probably well funded. In my humble opinion, boxing is not funded as well as it is now. I think in swimming there needs to be more funding, especially for the foundation. They have done well in swimming, but they look at swimmers coming from a particular group. I think there's much more can be done in terms of swimming, but the facilities and the opportunities are not there.
The question is about the funding of sports, not the individual sports. In your understanding, that the sports is one country. You do appreciate that we are giving this specific other that we talk about the whole funding of sports.
Especially the department of sport is well funded. I don't have real knowledge on that. My perception, I would think that we have bigger budget from interaction with and I said the boxing product is that boxing is not concerned. I thought that there was much more that could be done. And I would think that it can be done as well. And then for our nation swimming, it is something that was close to it. It occurred to me that the department can do much more for the body system when it comes to swimming. So I would think that the body system is not that good.
I think
it's
probably
good.
I think it's probably good let's take this opportunity to thank you that you have taken time to put aside everything that is happening to you
Yes, I was talking to my translator. I am the graduate of the Bachelor of Arts and also a graduate of the Master of Arts. I'm currently studying for Jobs of Arts and the President of the Government. Currently, about myself, I'm a teacher. I practice now as an artist. And also, on my experience, relating to this position, I'm also in acting for Malawi. Previously, I served as the head of the Special Commission of People of the United Kingdom, where the Italian was also the official authority. I also served as the President of the Commission of Commission and the Rubos, and also where I was responsible to also the on the Malawi and also the Commission. Currently, I'm also a chairperson of the presiding officer of the Educational Group, where I'm responsible together with two members to advocate on all the challenges in the education and application of the Educational Group. So I've been a member for 3 years and I've been a member for now on the chairperson for the next 3 years. I mean, in the practice for the first time this year. Besides that, I also said, in a lot of work, where on different things, but this time I wanted to highlight the spirit related to the position, which is the parking lot one, where I became for the kind of
time. The second question, what do you understand about the role of Nigeria in the production of landscape in life, what is example?
I think my understanding of the role of the symbols of the comes, and also for the rest, it comes as a result of the fact that we are moving towards a very inspired society, where we need transition for all what we need, especially on holding activities, also encouraging people to go to the stadium, to also to participate in all cultural activities. That make sure that when they attend those events, they are safe. Because safety is important, because it also encourages them to also participate. Because when safety is not guaranteed, it's more attendance or whatever event you have. But again, also, its role also to system security is very important. Where you assure citizens about the safety. Allow them also to realize the aspiration and goals integrated into the constitution, where they do not fulfill the covenant of the constitution. For those covenants to realize, I think that should be the same thing.
Thank you. The next question is the country's first interest on the area of Greece, and which can be speaking when it comes to transformation?
The transformation of course is a challenge, but of course it is also a challenge in the fact that in the time of the party, if the power in quality was the core of that, whether you find that the other body core left a particular color that actually were not allowed to be the same core, and now the new idea is to focus on the impact of the change. There's no diversity in some of the forms. But of course, not all putting home, because we still have still find that transformation, even though some also have that why you don't find many color communities in the community in focus, where you only find one race that can be created. It's still a challenge because we need that diversity even in focus for all the but also when you go to Iraq and Pakistan, the white men are forced to and other they are there by the Arab I think that must be the democratic of the country and also that we have to and I think it's still important to but I think that talking about self-publishing of the song, but not asking the question. Self-publishing is a fact, a job. We talk about things like that, we could do that good, but find a plain rapid and carry to find a plain of the good. In fact, they don't understand what the only what is the question of the in radio and all other things about some of the engineering limitations or inspiration to say that the fact that the engineering is just one hour group and what you call the outcome of the transformation I think that the belief is to attack for her.
Thank you. In the next question, you will explain on the software or on the common notion for this panel. What expectations do you have of working with Helen at the board?
My expectation is the fact that the my expectation is the fact that but not necessarily talking about internet, but I think it must be committed to find it on it and also to make sure that those things all the public house are handled. But of course, to when the decisions are taken, the root of this board is to ensure that whether those decisions when they are taken, what they intend, are those decisions stayed the text of the public house. But when they don't have a test, that's when you talk about this is about our side. That is what of course must be used and must apply mind without faith or fear or vigilance. And also to make sure that whatever they do, they have less than that for the flow.
Thank you. The next question
is and also where possible, make sure that they the executive is accountable for the accountability is a very important pillar of the government. Where everybody is accountable, you are guaranteed that a good government will be placed. And when you have a good government, you look at giving the mandate for government. The public health you have is on the stage, but also to be able to deliver.
Thank you. My next question, what constitutional boundaries do you have there to see, and what is it all about? The position that you have there?
Or I think the conclusion that the everybody in the future is only here in three things in the next, or relating to things that is taken, or relating to when a person is being aggressive, more than a few, to say that it's not the fight to continue, and that's what we're going to be on the ground. But of course, specifically relating to the issue of safety, relating to the condition, relating to the way the categorization is invented, whether it's low or high, so we take this information, but also relating to the amendment of the safety.
Thank you. My last question. Portfolio committee has been established as an extension of the National Assembly through which this board accounts. Briefly explain the purpose, effect, and impact it aims to report and recommendations by the board.
I think the committee function may be on but of course, I still am in the situation that they are making the committee to the besides giving that recommendation, they also have a power at the same time. They dictate where the body will function. They also have a power to make that recommendation. For the minister, for the new body, the board, provided that the body will do what they intend and what they do. But at the same time, they also have the condition because they are important to the people who are to the people who are to of their people. To the minister, which must also be kept in the talent. But also the proposal to also have the own mind to ensure that all that is in the mind is also to prevent what is the inspiration of the act. So the act is going to be the inspiration second, and then we'll be able to scrutinize to ensure that that report is that people will be able to account to the public and to what they do.
Question number one, to what extent is the actual impact of National Act expected when making your decisions?
Yes, I think there are a lot of decisions we have taken as a leader for this decision we have there. But when it comes to agriculture, when our business comes to the it was the first agriculture. And there are
local government, the government can do things to take into account to change the life of the people. And also, we can get control to the cost and the government of that. And those decisions, when you took them, you took the courage also and the commitment to the control and the decision. And the commitment to the effect, and the commitment to ensure that the public safety can be able to function. And when it functions, it can be able to function properly and also address the needs of the population of the public. So, there are other decisions which are taken not the so, besides doing one, I understand that they are corporate governance. And I understand that they are the element of good governance. But not only understand that, I apply it because of that. Because when there is poor governance, everything falls away. And also the vision of the country falls away. Good governance is seen as a threat in the country. And if you have that commitment, then when you take that commitment, you also consider which team has to do. It's very important also to consider which team has to do. So that when you take the decision, also you take the other part. You can be able to hear the other part. Rather than coming to the same thing, you don't start from the find that you are making decisions that are not one. But when you consult the people, they are responsible after the decision.
Thank you. The last question in that is for interest that led to your experience that you had. How did others receive your plans and decisions?
Some of the countries when others receive them, of course, looking for food in the same country. And then we see all these decisions taken to realize the goals of all the problems. And of course, the American reaction, we take it.
Thank you. concrete convolution is true. My concrete convolution is started when I was in the country, where I was responded to the patient that was and he did that inducted the condition and potential really compliant patients and still take some lessons from other countries on how they can cut condition like that to also involve the patient that. And in that process, after the finished the process, I was also involved in the challenge of the disease where lots of initially, the initial and I started to realize that maybe when you have a disease before you, try to mediate try to do it and try to narrate and also to explain to you the consequences of not reaching analysis when you go back. Sometimes you can't do it for the past. It's a great thing. But when I say that, that was actually a very good idea. I think that the only thing to do is to compromise. Okay. So it becomes very good. But coming back to it, there are lots of disagreements. At the end of the day, even if you are an arbitrator or a mediator, you should do what you are supposed to do. But as an arbitrator, you need to take a decision with respect, this case is the law, and honest and open in the news. And if you do what you take, tomorrow you will be able to take that decision. And not happen very easily. But the right to that issue was committed to the rule of law, and also committed to the covenant of our people, which is a constitution of our democracy.
The next question is, how did you go about anticipating different outcomes? The question. And what was the outcome?
Also, question. Only different times, during my experience, sitting in that room, there are times when, you have a thought to say, in this thing, after you have heard the thing correctly, but you believe that this thing must go to you. Only to find out that you are a member, also in the different thing, you want the thing to go to other. Now you are pursuing that and you are not doing the best. In fact, you realize that you are losing because when it comes to democracy, the majority, they are minority. Even if they say, let's go by vote. Democracy is good at it. It's not good to be my best. And now you feel strong in your heart. That's what you're doing now. Because maybe they are not considering strength with the position. But they are pursuing it and they are not paying too well. But at the end of the day, whatever the position, you must carry that position. And the way there is a challenge, as a member of the country, there are times when you must compromise. You can't do it. Because when three boards are going to be, they look into the current state from the current leader. Maybe you are seen not enough for this community. Not enough for this evil. Maybe we need compromise. And allow them to do it. Maybe anything. So I think not only this is going on, some is one going on with that. And the family that we need. We need a collective. We need a special collective. So that they can work. Because where there's a problem with collective, there is their disaster. And also need that, and it also affects the people of the constitution that are there. Because that are people in the community, they must be trust among the members of the church. And the members must always be committed to the open place, charity, and our constitution is the same power. So I think when the difference is great, and when you look at that, that is not the end of the world. You find that it's not coming to you.
The last question is that, what would you do differently in the future?
In all the world that I have, in all the people, the way I'm helping. I remember one of the people in my own time, and I felt that the children understand the situation between us. But there were two members who were in disability. One of the members is the other one is not qualified to be happy. We qualified to be happy. And the staff didn't do that. Our leader is because I was not attached to that race, because I believe that the team were a member of the team that should be the same, because the goal is to reach us to the first. Certainly, that's the goal, but I believe that the goal is coming from the agenda. So, those issues or those points last this month when we meet the team. However, I managed to bring my two members. I knew where each time they went, because all of them were very good. But I managed to stop them. Young as I am, they were all hard to do. Sometimes it's very difficult to do. I said, I'm going to show you. You might stay in one of the things. But I try to make it so that they see the dark in the world. Our road and money in court. Today, our road. To be right and it's not true, because when they persuade the people, it also affects a great member of the church because they want them. Agitated faith and initiative, and also in a manner where you realize that justice and fear. So, after some time, I managed to be them to go back to work today for the next year. And we finished our term. And through after that term was over, it was very meaningful. And will change life of me. So, the thing comes to me, I went to the family from different languages, but I still find myself within the collective. Because I'm not distracted. I know now the objective. Because the objective is there. And all the guidance are that the vision which establish as a people. Because wherever your challenge must go back to that. Who says you are there? Why are you there? And also be guided by that mandate which you have. Because that mandate is not just a mandate. There's a bigger picture than that. You must remain loyal to your country. Loyal to the state. And also These are the people who need that. Because at the end of the day, when you say which group is the group, we all know this. I think what can I do currently is the fact that being guided by the place I am, I remain loyal and humble and privileged to be a place I call. But I believe that it's not only true to say I'm experienced. It's that heart of faith and it's that heart of humbleness that needs to find you. And also, because when I wake up every day, tomorrow, what encourages me to do is that it's saving. And saving with that pride, that impact, and also with that passion to say, we must do something for the body. Because if we don't do something for ourselves, we blame each other for all the challenges we have, but if we stand up and do something, I think that will change the way we do our part.
Thank you. Can you give us an example of the situation in which you have made an unpopular decision?
Yes, they are situations where I have to make an appointment. Especially while I was in the capital of the country, where my member was, some are right for the community, some are right for the community, some are right for the community, and for depending on the country. We were about to release a prisoner. So the law allowed us to release that prisoner. But when you look into the crime which he committed, how? Because in that case, whatever it was that the prisoner had shot the victim using and I think you are sentenced about 4 years, and we have kept one of the three of the terms of the law. You must comply with the body. Of course, considering other factors. Because when you look into his record, you are leaving from the prison. The material is all the personal correction. But the way you commit a crime, you are not going to say, you are not going to do this when you leave your father, the member of the family. Because you will have no confidence on the road to the family. So I have to convince my member to go and not do that. But I have to show them a bigger picture way. I have to propose the case not to be believed that we have on that day. But try to seduce them by giving them an opinion of the law which differs from what we do in that day. To say that we live with it. Even though actually we do have ground in the law, we do live with it. All of the other things. They are not punished for those crimes. They go to prison. After they said one or two of their cases are illegal, which prison they are in, you are saying people must continue to commit crimes. Punishment for those crimes. So that's one of the things that we have to do. it was tense and hostile. So that we could do that. But Sam was saying, even if you are the captain, you are not going to take that. In other words, it's a good Sabbath. So we can convene and take that. We came out. However, I proposed that the way is definitely in contact. And I have to also inform officials from the state why I don't want to take that. And we have to convene all of that. And we face the truth. We even involve so that remember when psychology comes to you, when they talk to you, sometimes they can persuade you to change your mind. Because this is your behavior, it's very emotional, and also you take your condition. But only after coming to what the law is saying is sensible. And remember, even what the law is saying, there are different ways of interpreting the law. The interpretation must not be what matters. It must be wise. And it must also look into the implications that we see in the future. Because we don't want to be in the future after 10 years that we should not join. Now, looking into the country of the future of the maybe at that time when we should have been wrong, but now we can set aside the situation. You can see the use of the contact. But sometimes when you take it, you don't combine it into the law. You must go beyond the law. Because you see our heads, what they are bringing, they must not only have experience in law, they must also have experience in life. So that when they take experience in the things, they are not smart, they are wise, and this is education which that children have in the life of the father.
How did the entire scenario make you feel individually afterwards? And you had to deal with it, how would you deal with it?
Initially, when I proposed the decision, I feel small and weak. Because I felt that I'm really in the box. Because remember when the future is past members, you are past members, four members, and they didn't take the decision and not the you look like you are autocratic and you look like you are okay. So you are coming back next week, you feel that I'm not doing the right thing. But when you try to speak and after they come to the conclusion, you start to keep in the air, you feel vindication at the same time. But you tell me when you took those actions, you felt that maybe I'm doing too much. Why am I not allowing it? What am I missing? So you feel those questions come to you, but how do you persuade them? And you put that right, and they say now that they feel, you feel that. It is through this when I perceive it. And it is through the fact that it's not all about taking a decision, because you are starting a policy. Any decision must change your life. And any decision, there must be a commitment of faith, intelligence. Ubuntu, of course, but Ubuntu cannot apply anywhere. It depends on the situation. In this case, it depends upon its own strength and its own character.
Thank you so much. Question seems to be asked who owns the deserve. So it's a wrong question and you decided that the hourly person is the acquitted, that you must take your premium and agree to the person that will be referred to the
thank you. conservatism, values and ethical dilemma. You are 15 to 12 years and actually 30 exposed in regulation against it. And you want to fix some flaws in the text and simply with the Sunday and the text section of 2018. My first question to you, why do you want to bring it up now?
I think the way that this is for funding from the internal centers and their causes, and even when it comes to the centers for IDE, the government has been appointed to the United States of America, it also allowed a liberty for them. Because even before the president is dying, also advised that like this is like a way to use the violation of the way it must be defined the people of the generation in the international and also in the ground as well. So my take on this question is to say that if, like in this case, if they are teaching or they are members, it's also easier to understand that if you pass that legislation, there are more problems. Or you also, after you pass it, some people will try to challenge the court. And when you challenge the court, when the court makes it seem that the matter is amended, they will not also go back to the only thing for that amendment or for that decision. So my take is that if I'm in that position, I'll pursue so that it amended that moment. And if I'm if I feel weak, I'll even try to let that eye know so that before it's time that all those questions to make, it should be back to members of the government. Not only the national assembly, not only the council of constitution, not only the president, but the embarrassing situation, the people will lose the legislation. If the current legislation mistakes, or if that legislation has some mistakes, it should be addressed by the next on the part of the
question 2. What would you do for possible follow-up? Is urgency of the excellent law enforcing drafting, word order, style, and convention, especially the context is important.
I understand that when this bill of legislation was drafted, there are aspects that this man wants to address. But at the same time, context of the bill and the way in which the police seek passage is also very important. And I also believe that where the amendment is a deal, like in this case, there might not be a need for a rush. Because at the end of the day, you want to go to the consumer. Because an insurance company is aimed at achieving the consumer. And also it aims as also at regulating particular problem which you have identified as a particular problem. Because you have identified particular problem to be able to identify the problem. And you want that lacuna or that problem to go altogether. So where you are on the verge of amending and you believe that some of the solution that is correct. Particularly in pursuing because it might not be correct because we want to make sure that the system is part of the structure. But at the same time, for conscience, you are asking yourself, there might be that thing, there might be that thing. Because you might do what you can do legal, what can be legal correct, might not be ethical. But ethics is the only thing which can protect the evidence. Yes.
Thank you. Your third question. If you did present into the document selectively what to do, answer where they're questioning on why this was brought up in the normal conversation with relevant assumptions.
Yes, I think it's to admit to the black committee that I've asked, I've made a mistake, and I've only asked. I've asked to know that the damage control is in the area that we see the mistake I've made. To admit it, or to admit it, they are not stupid, and that they are white. So they are only asked from what you do. You can't be not everybody can affect in life. You do make it. I apologize for forgiving, but while in the process of forgiving, I would also like to correct this point so that this amount of things are correct.
Thank you,
Jefferson.
Any
Thank you, Mr. President. The question is on consultation and the role of the board member. The portfolio committee member is concerned about the inclusion of the North Indian of Sports and Recreation Amendment Bill that will allow the Minister of Sports and Recreation to make unanimous resolutions on, in brackets, the sending of the tournament, close brackets. The member is concerned about the indication of the resolution for rural communities who are active in sport. Now the question is, what would you advise the member and please be constructed to the role of the force in this?
At the end of the day, whatever law regulation will be, and one of the regulations will make how to do that. And since that product is for the people, it's a different thing to do with the amount to consult to hear the voice. As if we are about to regulate them, what is the same on that track? For that is very important, of course. Consultation is not a legislative exercise. Consultation has the energy you want to have, because we also want to improve your decision. But when you sit somewhere and make a decision for the people without consulting, you might find that people themselves do not have a problem on what you are trying to address. In fact, that problem, even if they have, you are very long term going to be resolved, and you don't have an excuse. So, but when you consult, you hear the voice of those people, especially in the rural area, they don't put them on the access to meetings and access to information. But when you go to them and consult them on the ground, when you hear their voice, you also, that submission, the comment, also assist you to improve the regulation there, so that that regulation can be able to bring people properly. And in a manner where, even when it comes to enforcement, or when it comes to enforcement part of which it is also easier to force it. Because sometimes, when you don't compile, you run a risk of raising a situation which you can easily enforce it, because it's not enforced. But sometimes, if you have consulted that situation, you will need to just amend or change the strategy so that it becomes enforced. But however, as a member, as a rule of my three boards is to make our voice to be heard. And to also stress the importance of that voice, if it's your hand, the control is there. So at the end of the day, you make that voice as an instrument to connect, which sometimes you won't have any power for that particular connection, because you're going to connect. You will make that connection. But at the end of the day, I've seen it in public participation. Of course, it strengthens what we have. It also strengthens how we operate, how we work. And even if we are doing something for the people, for the public, it also improves that improvement we manage to regulate the public. Because in a democracy, you have a government, which is a government of the people that without people, there's no government. Without people, there's no. Those representatives of that government are not there, because they must elect the people so that they have it. And those people must be the ones. In other words, whatever you do, you are headed and you are from the power. As you put in there, and you have them to assist them so that they see them within the full house what you have, because they are also touching. That's all.
What do you like most about this Sabbath?
Yeah, what I like most about the Sabbath is the fact that the sport is nicer. Even though we come up here, so, the party is the compartment where we don't have the point among all of us. Some are there. But of course, when you special police and when you play the unit, because in sports, when you play sports, whatever outcome you have, you chase the near dark side of it. And you say, in this building called you are saying, and this account or the government. But you cherish whatever outcome you have. You run behind that sporting culture, that sporting team. And that in itself also unites you. You also understand the abilities of yourself. And then also you come to a little bit of course, when you're united, you come to a little country. And you run it together, all whatever talent you have, social media, together in the right and to be able to separate the and approve what you like, stand together, and regardless of what happens to you in combat, you become one, you will charge that activity.
And that you think, therefore, a criminal view that the sports should be in this country, and the social policy is true.
Yeah, I mean, sports is a social cohesion between the children and the students. Because you see, when you want to stand up and start to work hard. Some of us are very young, so we never say that to anyone for their kids. But through that meaning of the camp, we are going to hear about it, the same meaning of it. We start here, that interact in that scope. And through that, we bring that to the police. Also, when we want and we all get that aspect. We all want to own up that thing that the country was doing with. And then the country, the champions of Africa, also united in that. So I will tell you that from Prince Chalkoisian, in fact, the only thing to do is to do with the country.
Do you think that for the sport in South Africa is free in a free recreation environment?
Yeah, of course, I mean, they are talented in the movie before. When you have sport, they are talented. African companies and also outside Africa. So which means that the our funding problem is not a problem. But sometimes our problem is the performance. I don't think the problem is funding. Because our problem is performance, because we find that those companies which have less targets, the Congo, the Congo Africa, but we find that their resources are less compared to ours. But we have many resources. Our players are doing the outcome very well. Even though we have few cases where the players are not doing the outcome very well. But performance becomes the problem. So funding, it might be, there might be a challenge of funding, but it's only less extent. I believe that our thoughts in general are funding. The problem is for
and then, Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that in relation to the population agenda of the country, it is something that we have heard, that where it came from, how is the society changed. So this I mentioned the community. I would remember one of my colleagues and the later newspaper, I think it's who she's a visionary and solution leadership. I think it's what the position that he,
Mostly over here. What I wonder about you, your experience,
and the experience in its inner experience and the inner entity.
My experience, maybe because I'm a minister, I'm a related emotion, colored frustration, and all those ingredients that we carry throughout the country. My experience in Buddhism, I have about 20 years, I mean, 20 years old for my default experience, because when I got there, I'm in the community, I started to be sure that if you said, remember, I need to be, as I was saying, that I was thrown into Buddhism, but it was a part of my life, and then I ended up there. But when I got into Buddhism, I was a person of surprise, I mean, really good of it, because I was doing twice, that was from 1993, then 94 years. I was into policy. So my experience comes a long way. And I was mentioning that I started in policy, I worked in policy, I've got a lot of experience in policy. I've been a provincial commander of BNK, and I acted before the provinces, the Nepal provinces, like in Western KC, I used to speak a lot of the Ramat, and yet, because the people of ladies, okay, some of the incidents that took place, if you remember, we have seen about the U.S. Embassy, I mean, that was in 2009, and 2009 came out, yeah. And then again, for the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape, also we had some ideas in terms of planning the 60th anniversary of the people there. And I think we managed to come up with a good operation because we never had a single incident. I mean, nothing that came up in the media saying that it was an incident that took place, an annual incident that took place anywhere in the country. So that was part of my experience, but also I've got experience in terms of the community. I mean, as a community officer, I mean, my experience worked a lot because it was after, in 94, that came into the position, and the country, I think, is adopted a kind of policy, which is community policy. So, with the attitude that the people had, I mean, police then, I remember the country, I mean, the previous regime used to impose unpopular laws and the police were seeing like that. But same thing, I think I'm not a lot in my area as the office because the concrete of the time of community upset me when I was convincing them that they come with what you wanted. Wanted to be part of the decision making, I mean, this is your policy, so you need to change your attitude now. This is what I was actually applying to the people of the time to house. I mean, we would have to be here and there, and then implementing the community policy. So I've got expertise in investigation, I've got expertise in crime intelligence, like making use of a few projects, like you will say that I'm technically inclined. So I've got expertise in collecting that cultural and electronic evidence also. So
some of your work you are not going to tell and share up, but this is an interview that you have to travel and operate, but not one the missions that is done. It is now we are coming to what is put up in the CV, and we'll ask you to come and call in order to make missions. And the second question, what do you understand about the role of South African and South African sports in the state and how was it established?
Allow me to apologize on the thing for not having disclosed my identity, but I appreciate that you have accepted me. I wanted to go because the climate is too dark. I am in now. the political reform or the historical overview of has surely it can't be something that can be done quickly, but also saying that a lot is happening, but also the challenges of course, I think we might be all aware of that. But the reform of South Africa is towards the end of apartheid in any case. I mean, to me, it's like we're mentioning, I mean, oversimplification of an extremely complex process of transforming the kind of course, because apartheid was not just something, but it's something is being created in vain in the society of ours, but it's got structures, and the whole structure has been there for years and all. So it can be something that we can just take and throw it away quickly. That is a challenge. So the transformation, who stands for me? Yes, I understand the matter at the end of how it's been done. Sometimes you might see somebody doing well in terms of the leaks, maybe somebody doing well and then. But to me, it's because of the perception that we are having, and more especially that our society in South Africa is not fit. We talk of a very diverse one, of course. So we've got different cultures and everything. It means that the transformation is surely it's a huge challenge, meaning that people to be trained. You can't just say troubles because they are doing well, but that person because might be carrying attitude or perception of the environment that might be coming from because it is this diverse. But surely to me it's something that is going on, of course, and I hope for where different to get it right, but I don't know where it's back to come right in a way. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Independent of the board, because it is true independence. Of course, it is not that I want to live. I'm very independent, true. So independence, in the control of the Republicans, of course, it doesn't mean that I'm very independent. I think it gives me, I'm very independent. So, when you talk of the independence of the community, you talk of the community that will be able to take or make decisions, and then those decisions, of course, it's something that because this is something that is related for accountability, of course. So when you want to get that accountability, surely you need that cultural bringing about that long-term decisions, of course. So to me, it's like that. Whatever it's making, it must be that is something to feel of favor. That is the right thing must be done, of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any
last questions?
Yes, I believe it's not everything in the position. I understand there are other committees around here in the environment, like your sport, agriculture, your other departments, like the Department of Health, Department of, yes, of course, these are the departments that have a mention of short-sighted. what would you have as that question?
I think the next question is to be raised by one of those ones back home.
Imagine there is a constitutionary framework question. What do you understand about the three arms of state? Three not spheres of government, and what is the role of the court in that context, with specific reference to accountability?
The army of speech is a process of invention to say the government looking at the executive branch and then the judiciary. To make it quite easy and easy. This committee, we make mention of this, that is in the table, and of course, that it will mean that though it is internal, but whatever decision is taken, surely it will be reviewable, of course. But that of course exists in quite a lot of things, of course.
Thank you. My second question, what constitutional fundamentals do South Korea to keep and what is important?
South Korea, it's one of those, and I said, of course, that's what it is, a corridor of the region of the court, or the department, but the role it is about accountability, of course, but also because it must provide that kind of element of saying that sport is safe in general. I mean, sport is safe in South Africa. If I go to the stadium at any time, I know I'll just do my sense, and when I come out there, if I left my car outside of the city, I'm the car is safe, of course. Meaning that those people are responsible for hosting that kind of event. I mean, they take it and they do provide it a necessary security, of course. But it's all about accountability of those people that of course.
Thank you. My last question. The portfolio committee has been established as an extension of the National Assembly through which this board accounts. Can you explain the purpose, effect and impact this area to report and recommendations like this award have on the privatized role of Parliament over the elections?
You already mentioned that it's an extension of the portfolio committee, of course. And then its role as an extension, it means that it will be working hand in hand with it's like, for example, if you take meeting today and say, go and send that committee, surely there will be those that must be introduced to and appear in a way, but surely it is not an awakening as it is, it must be a question, and for example, I will see on the edge of the area that they must provide the necessary support, like for example, the minister must be able to report about the work of the superintendent board in Parliament, you know, once a year, and then it was by doing an extension of the portfolio committee, because the administrative part of course it relates to the portfolio committee, because it's an extension of the committee. Other departments, from the transport department, even Google Sports. Mindfulness awareness and making the people more better. I mean, my conversation is that I didn't want to divulge, of course, but also I'm not saying I have that opportunity that I'm taking it for my background, because I thought that openly and those that have been done, I mean, in a corporate way, of course. But I must say, I came up with a number of friends that have been successful. I don't know if one needs to mention one and this is the same as that, but the same template that I've been with, I don't know that the most is the same template for me. If you can remember one incident that took place still 10 years and say something happened in that particular system, of course, and I'm saying we say it, of course, but it was a blame of the project. It came to my home, but every problem comes from my head, it's involved in me.
In that plane, in that decision, or how did they receive it? As we have mentioned that we had those planes in the system, how did the, your colleague leader can say, how did they receive it?
Without actually doing anything, right? But I must say, I said it to that I'm a very agreeable person. It's a skill, I mean, of course, because when you work with people, you create that a kind of a relationship that is going to be a good working relationship. Where you have to go down, you have to go down, you have to be. I mean, it's something that was received very well by everybody. I mean, I had a good relationship with people. I mean, you can come around and find out. But I think because I was a sportsman and I enjoyed playing sports, so those feel very tight. It's not just coming when you're working, I mean, as an official, but it's something that you could come up with. So it gives you to become this kind of a leader in ministry.
Thank you, Shepherdson. This question is on the conflict of the religion theorem. They describe a situation where you have to anticipate disagreement.
It's everywhere. It's omnipresent. It's necessary. And so it's something that helps humanity. I mean, so when it comes, it also gives that kind of. If you look at it in a positive way, you realize that it's also creating opportunities for growth as well. So when you have a conflict, it's never I was like something like cool of what it is after that. For example, there are techniques, of course, there are ways of managing conflict. If me and you, surely there must be a common ground. But of course, if it's sort of in a group, it is in that group, of course, then it's something that, it's kind of like involving many people and many points of coordination. So you have to decide and see what I do to diminish and all this, but it's something that needs to be right. So, but, I've been dealing with conflict to others, but it's never been a problem for me. I mean, dealing with conflict because it's necessary. It's necessary to start from home, and there are, of course, the things I have said to my decisions. So, it's never been difficult. So, I'm sorry if I'm answering you, but it's doing a really conflict. not to anyone's natural and basic knowledge.
How did you go about anticipating different outcomes? The question. And what was the outcome?
I'll give an example if you may allow me to do so. In my position, I mean, I've had a lot of problems at Commander, meaning that I was managing people. Those people that I'm managing, those are people, they are, well, I would say that since the people are entitled to make mistakes, probably they can access them, but they have to be corrected. Say, a critical situation, I mean, it's like when I've got people who, I mean, in the police officer, you know, people are, I mean, are carrying firearms. You have disagreed, I mean, somebody should, like, it's not safe outside. But, of course, they are going to operate in an environment where if you carry the firearm, you'll be exposed. And then it kind of convincing this person not to carry the firearm because it might cause a problem for you and may end up in short order, not even for the chance of shooting back at you carrying this firearm, but this firearm may surely lead to a situation where you can be identified. So it's something that is always very true, of course, because people think differently, of course, but because you are in a situation of managing this kind of conflict. So that's why I'm saying it's only present to me.
What would you do differently in the future?
When you are in a position of managing people, for example, you apply methods, I mean, of course, to deal with it. Until you understand the disagreement, of course, it has meant to an enemy to that particular entity, so I'm able to talk to people that are thinking that way. But it's something that you, of course, to deal with it, if you are wrong, I'm not convinced you that you are wrong. And that doesn't make you my enemy. That is what I've got this responsibility of showing you that you are wrong. And if you are convinced, we may end up being good friends, and tomorrow we may do things together, we've got that common ground and kind of thing like that. So, I would like to leave a room where I feel like I'm not, because I didn't have this thing properly. So I'll put my mind into it and try to come up with a good result. So it would embarrass me a lot if I can say I didn't have this one. So I must do it better. I have to do my position and come up with the right decision. So I do not have those kinds of regrets. In fact, I did something wrong because I must always be myself a friend when I'm dealing with people, of course. So I probably am in a room for doing that mistake. I don't say that I'm perfect, I can make a mistake, but I'm trying by all means to do it. I've got time to work on things. I'm paying, but I've got plenty of other parts of the brain to say.
My question is on decision-making and initiation-making. Can you give us an example in which you have made an unfortunate decision?
Thank you, sir. I'll ask you to answer the question. Political staff are with the family. And the commander, you will do sitting with a father or a big brother to this one because they are in charge of this person, and this person you must create that kind of a climate for this person, you know, some other test here. And then you look at your social observation where you must know each and every person that is serving under you. Now, when it's time now for you to come up with a decision saying that I'm now, because you've done things, you say you lost the prayer arm and now I must open a case against you. This is something that is presented to testing, I mean, kind of say I'm going to have a big future now in terms of my career. And because I may end up in jail, I may lose my job and all those things. So, it's not nice when you are doing this, but you have to do it, and then you must be able to convince this person that it's necessary, I must do it.
I'm not sure if I think
the person, you say, I mean, it's like you just want to be trusting you and all this, but today you're saying that I'm the one who's putting you behind, but I mean, surely it's not nice.
Why is the decision also necessary and how do you approach this
case? So if you look at this act that I was talking about, to fill the movement, sorry, if you've got the qualifications in it now, when I'm in touch with people, it's necessary that the people actually know this before anything goes wrong. I mean, so it's necessary because it's part of accountability. In your position, you have to come to me. If you are being kind of what it is, I'm doing any time for you to help you. So, but it becomes easier if you emphasize people, I mean, people must know their ways, I mean, people must know what it is that they must do, they must know what it is that they must do. So everything must be communicated so that people can know exactly what is expected of them. So it's not necessary for me to do this. You don't feel there, I mean, it's not a nice thing to do, but it has to be done. I mean, somebody losing the job is not like that. It's necessary. I mean, you can't go out and it's necessary.
How is it to be treated?
I kind of feel like I did something wrong. I'm afraid about this. I mean, yes, but it's necessary. It's necessary. When the necessity comes, I mean, you have to fulfill that because you can't have to I kind of like I've done something wrong, I feel sorry, you know, I'm not prepared about the person at the end of the day, but it's a necessary thing to do, I mean, to do it. So I kind of feel bad about this, yeah, I mean, can create a kind of a conflict. Even the person, I mean, surely I promise you, understand that it was necessary that I must be arrested because it was to my plan of course.
How is the whole scenario made to be individually and what would you do to keep it?
Unfortunate enough because I had an opportunity of providing myself with lots of books. I mean, saying starting out to manage people. It's not something that changed. I mean, like, I had to go through a number of books, buy qualifications about the character, about the people I said to what I've now in business, I mean, that is in business administration. That I don't take it light because it's not easy. I've not had it. I haven't been where it's necessary for people to have it in the so, but because I feel like somebody, someone must do something, and it's necessary. It's my country, the country needs this education, and where am I in my country? So what contribution are making in the Indian plan? So all of those things I feel good about doing the right thing at all, I can say. So I'm not intending to offend anyone by doing the right thing. But also it's my responsibility to correct and if possible to rehabilitate the reform that has been made to the world who have been to the digital dialogue.
Thank you very much, any questions which need to be asked to all of the answers? This question is a long question that is decided that each member must commit it before or ahead before that you must know how to answer it. So today we do your 3 minutes to read the speaker advice and give you that.
Thank you. I'm sure it's behind the injury now because I already said that it was necessary for me to correct it from the other day. Now, the last thing now, and when you are in this now, it's already late now, of course. So, after it's in the ring, I'm going to say that I can correct it. Maybe how much is the item that I understand that part of the issue.
Thank you.
Third question is, if you name the inquiry after the next question, what is your answer mainly for the question of why this one brought up in the normal conversation for the government to start to communicate with them? Well, once again, it's like now I'm in a position to take a blame, of course, because as it is, I mean, whatever I said, I mean, short of the time of the accepting the claim, of course, but I think the right thing was to engage, I mean, like people with the time, of course, with the
application as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. The question is on consultation and the role of the board member. The portfolio committee member is concerned about the inclusion of the clause in the National Sports and Recreation Amendment Bill that will allow the Minister of Sport and Recreation to make unanimous regulations on the fencing of trans road rights. The member is concerned about the implication of this resolution for rural communities who are affected in sport. What would you advise the member as he deconstructs the role of the board in this?
I feel like it should be necessary to put in the in this kind of area. And that's it. I think it points back a good working relationship. Why can't I engage that person in a friendly manner, of course? I mean, a workplace or a work situation is whereby it's not that kind of a climate where you can interact freely, of course, in a very respected manner, I mean, respected manner, of course. But if it was me in that position, surely I would always, I like to hear from my subordinates, I mean, what is the issue, because I can't be that comfortable in the identity that I know everything. So, bringing those kind of ideas surely might help everything. I also can't appreciate having people who have to keep quiet and listen to what I'm doing. I'll definitely want to have that question. So, surely I'll ask that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. My question would be on Nick Bowman. What do you like most about our team sport?
Having some goals, the Iron Cripple, and that when we take them into sport, I mean, actually, it's still having them in a way, you know, to be, I mean, like, end up in a situation of, I mean, trading themselves in shooter. I mean, you know, young people can meet the kind of targets, of course, because taking them, take that decision sometimes is something we have to have enough experience, of course. But it's me, a sport is me, it's carrying a lot of capabilities to
And in fact, I know the use of it for being a social cohesion instrument.
I mean, I'll be naive if it is that it's good. In my school, I mean, it's a sport. It's not an individual thing, you know, it's a real culture. I mean, it's like, it brings more people. And the feeling of figures, and it's like a good thing to me. I believe the push-up rating is, of course, what it is to bring people together, and in a way, people, I mean, it's a terrible of attitude when, I mean, you know, people loving people, I mean, I'm not like for loving people. They were talking about this sport and chatting with each other, the game coming and all that. So, it seems that a favorite climate school for the people. It's a good thing for innovation. It's a good thing for social quality as well. The kind of is sustainable and thankful for that period because how to sustain that because after I remember having one 2010 for what happened after 2010 and for both cases how to sustain that kind of cohesion. I mean after a season then you go upstream and start something and gathering and all that. I mean you go back from where you went. To come into this question now, I feel like I would say yes or no, looking at the sport environment, I mean, and outer crowd, of course. Because if for example, you look around here, you see playing ground, but if you go, I mean, playing ground, which are well prepared and I mean, necessary, I mean, the conditions, I mean, good, I mean, good conditions which are good for us. But if you go to your rural areas, you will see, or even in counties, I mean, locations, you will see a different. So, I would say yes and no, because somehow it's happening, you know, the environment could be still like, somewhere else in the same kind of floor.
What could be done to secure the sports facility in the country? What could be done to secure the sports?
If you think what is such a good thing like it gets started for social cooperation, why can't you invest in sport? I understand, I mean, because I'm one of those who pick up a call and say, why isn't something happening there? Because I feel like I've got all ground, I mean, to talk to my colleagues and say, why are we not seeing this happening there? And people do not feel offended because there's no one contributing here, so it's people, of course. But If you look at those middle class athletes, you know, 2% for the municipal infrastructure class, you don't know where it's going and when, you don't see anything happening. But the fourth in Africa in general, you can't compare. I understand the role that you are still a developing country. The adults, big guys, of course, if you look at the earth, you look at their budgets, and then when you come to people, and who are having the huge budget, and then ours not, I don't know what percentage I can give on the structure, of course, of their budget. Then you can't expect those people to come up strongly, I mean, even if they are talented, surely they'll be having those disabilities, I mean, competing with those people. So I think it's necessary for us to invest in sport, but also taking into consideration when we think, if you look at how we give out our budget, I mean, sport is always getting, I mean, I think that it's like, if you look at what I've made mention of the area of competition, I mean, that was never taken as a department, as soon as department of sport, the department of sport, so even today, I don't think that's quality anymore. So, I think it would be necessary if you want to be that level of Australia you have, to put in more money in
my question was really what do you think is really and how you could be funded?
If I look back in 1985, I mean, I was a member of KT Congress then, I mean, going to NY5 almost every day, showing people of our Congress day. I mean, to be able to sit in Parliament, I mean, it means a lot to me, I mean, the university, I don't know, I'm just very much, I know, different experiences, you hope, different emotions.
Thank you.
Well, two of them.
I feel like I'm in the middle of the Thank you. Thank you.
my second question. What constitutional function do Shastriya Bhakti wash and what is the soul of Shastriya is a sport where you are nominated for?
In terms of the Shastriya is the act, established in the framework, which is in this case not the environment where it was going to be involved in the
thank you. My last question. The portfolio committee has been established as an extension of the National Assembly 2 weeks before account. Will you explain the proposed effects and impact, if any, of the report and recommendations by this board and on the oversight rule of Parliament over the
experience? In terms of the portfolio committee, it is the responsibility of this board to account to the portfolio of committee. And as the current committee would like to know about the
you can take us through a decision or plan that we have made that has had a wide impact on our functions or departments within the organization. My question number one will be that to what extent did the actual impact match what we had expected when making your decision?
If I can take you to the world in the investigation, the time when the chief of the investigation panel, my responsibility was to come up with a set plan for the 100, which back then we needed to talk to all the government agencies or for EWP reminds me of that because it was a complicated plan which needed someone to be able to understand how the advertisers work and behave as well as the responsibility and the decision which is going to make sure that we still have that democratic majority when we want to compromise the responsibility. So that is very glad that I'm not sure that it really encapsulates in terms of the island and what decision has been taken, but I think that we need to remember because now we're going to have that plan, which is well accepted by the whole government department.
Thank you, Shasha, for having me. Yes, how about the second question? Yes, please, you owner of the man.
Thank you, Honourable Gentlemen. My name is the Conflict of Emergency. Describe the situation where you need to enter the proposed agreement. The first question would be how to go about interpreting the different outcomes.
Thank you.
one of the situations where I had a conflict, which is more of a new conflict which needed a reasoning, he was putting in the direction of what letter of coding. There was a lot of misunderstanding about the different cities, why they need to be part of the network. That led to a situation where it affected their morale. But because of the understanding and convincing them why I don't need to become a member of the metropolis, and also showing them the pros and cons in terms of being a metropolis. So that situation has been affected to them today.
What was the outcome and what did you
do with the team? The outcome was that they became members of the Metro. They were able to fulfill their responsibilities for the purpose of the Metro. And I think what I'm also looking at is that I'm able to understand the terms of the integration to the developing policies.
Thank you very much, sir. The next question is also yours. We have a question which is like an example of if it's an expert who was taking decision that the HR staff must clean it and give the candidate.
Thank you.
think it's about deciding and initiating action. Now, the question goes like, give me an example of a situation in which you had to make an unpopular decision, and why was this necessary?
I always said that to my parents,
how do you approach the situation of the person, and how did you feel you were? How effective did you feel you were? How did you approach the situation, and how effective did you feel you were?
My approach was
pretty
only for the situation where I informed my manager that
how did the entire scenario make you feel afterwards? And what would you do differently next time?
I think the end of that, because we use the right thing now, because you are the president,
around the the question on conservation and the role of a board member. And as it goes ahead, a portfolio committee member is concerned about the inclusion of the clause in the National Sport and Recreation Amendment Bill that will allow the Minister of Sport and Recreation to make unanimous regulations on open brackets, the sanctioning of the bonus, close brackets. The member is concerned about the implication of this regulation for rural communities who are active in sport. Now the question goes, what would you advise the member at least to construct the role of a board in this?
I think, as we have mentioned, in terms of conservation, the process is to issue a plan to board we need to work on before we can advise the minister. But also, I think it is very important to understand the role of the minister in the committee to start with the board. Because I believe the independence of the board is very important. Whatever the role of the committee that happens and all that is also very important. But I think the issue of the minister being involved, I mean, I think the issue is the portfolio and all that committee can be discussed. But as far as I'm concerned, we need to maintain the passion in the
portfolio.
Thank you, Honourable Minister. The last question is from the Honourable Trump. Thank you, Chair. And my last question to you is concerning on nation building. What do you like most about our South African sport? What do you like most about our South African sport?
I think when it happened at this point, the president said that you're talking about machine building. The construction report was put out there to say that you had for the first time when the people won the World Cup, you experienced a very important part of the early on team. That promoted the unity to different in our country. I have a question here. For me, that was the only time I supported the team all my life. But that changed my mind that I had to craft the new service again because of the support.
Thank you. Do you therefore feel your sorry, do you think therefore in your view that South African sport
I thought I could not. But certainly, because of the history of our country, there are very serious issues in the land. A lot has been done to improve the environmental quality of the sport in the land.
And what could be then to conduct the question for this?
For me, in my personal view, I think what William and Mark in all these events, they must be a people where I'm going to be proud to go back and to put Spanish problem. I mean, it is my belief that the Global Cup should be more concentrated in terms of the team of the world and the academy more.
Do you think that the sports in this country are adequately funded?
No, I don't believe that.
think we all must be wrong. And it's the India. And we will take the opportunity as a community to take it, to take your trouble and come to the community to do it with you. And I just think you are the last country out of four countries. It has been in Latin. And the Sun Bodhis is present in other books. The whole of processes are finished. Oh, I'm reminded that in my first question, I begin asking question number four is, you will be deciding on Saskia in appointment by the panel. What expectations do you have about the independence of the board?
I think the board.
I don't go alone sometimes.
this retreat for one of us, but I need initially to meet with the chaplain and the leader of the education in charge of a good journey, and I'm going to put them in my life. I shall try to meet with one of us.
Thank you.